The following podcast was recorded April 4, 2008. This is John Dingell, and welcome to my podcast. It's no secret that homeowners across America are facing dangerous and difficult times. Our economy is hurting, particularly the financial sector. We have a bona fide credit crisis, and it is now devastating our homeowners and our housing market. The rest of the country is catching up with us in Michigan, where we have some of the highest foreclosure rates in the nation. To protect our neighbors worried about losing their homes, we need to do much. First, prevent further crisis through increased regulation of the market. Second, ensure home buyers continue to have access to credit where appropriate. Third, take steps to assist individuals facing foreclosure. In the first matter, we need to require all mortgage originators and brokers to be registered or licensed at the state level, which would create an alternative national licensing system for states, such as Michigan, with inadequate licensing schemes. We have strong regulations for our banks, but other lenders are not required to meet the same standards. Our Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, recently announced a proposal to overhaul our nation's system of regulating the financial industry. This announcement represents a step in the right direction. The Bush administration has finally acknowledged that a better regulatory structure is needed to safeguard the American economy and to protect the American people. However, it is not clear that the administration's proposal will go far enough. That's why the House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank has announced that his committee will hold hearings this spring to discuss comprehensive regulatory reform of the financial services industry. Chairman Frank has indicated that he would like to discuss proposals that provide greater transparency for institutions and markets, to consolidate regulatory functions where appropriate, to enhance safety and soundness, and to provide better protections for consumers, homeowners, and investors. To assist new home buyers who can't get access to credit or a home for rent, the House passed the National Affordable Housing Trust Fund Act. We also passed the Expanding Home Ownership Equity Act, which makes the Federal Housing Administration loans more marketable by increasing the loan amount insured under the program. The most critical challenge will be helping those who have lost or are about to lose their homes through foreclosure. Chairman Frank has worked on a bill that would create a new FHA fund to guarantee refinancing of at least $300 billion in troubled mortgages on primary residences. While there are those who say helping the lenders behind these loans amounts to a bailout, I say that our first priority must be to help homeowners. I don't believe we will cover all the lenders' outstanding debts in their entirety, but the FHA could provide enough support to keep homeowners in their homes and to prevent more lenders from going into bankruptcy. During the Great Depression, when I was a small boy, one of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's greatest inventions was the Homeowners Loan Corporation, or HOLC. This saved the lives and the homes of countless American families. This organization bought mortgages at discounts from mortgage firms and banks, and then, based on the reduced value of the properties, created new reasonable payments for homeowners. Under this plan, banks would lose money, but did not go under. The homeowners could keep then a roof over their heads, and the people saved their homes. Government turned a substantial profit, and the country was better off. We need a similar idea in place today. Finally, the Senate has announced a package of proposals to address housing and foreclosure crisis now going on. This package includes some good things, including, first, $4 billion in grants to local governments to buy and refurbish foreclosed homes. Second, new authority for states to issue bonds to be used to refinance subprime mortgages. And third, a $7,000 tax credit for people buying new homes or properties in foreclosure. But I fear the Senate's package does not go far enough. I am disappointed that the bill does not include language that would change the bankruptcy laws to help buyers trapped in subprime mortgages to keep their homes, despite the efforts of the Democrats to have such a provision included in this bill. I believe the House must work to allow bankruptcy judges to reset the terms of home loans. I am also concerned that the Senate bill is loaded with tax breaks for business without identifying any corresponding cuts in spending to pay for them or adequate contributions by business to help those who are losing their homes by foreclosure. Late last year, President Bush announced a plan that would allow some homeowners to get relief directly from their mortgage lender, a good proposal as far as it went. But the Bush administration's voluntary plan falls short of what we really need. This plan allows only about 170,000 out of millions of Americans to freeze their adjustable rate mortgages for up to 5 years. The plan is voluntary. And frankly, anytime this administration or any other administration says it wants something voluntary, it means something that looks good but doesn't do much for anybody. In states like Michigan, with high unemployment and high foreclosure rates, this plan automatically excludes far too many people. Since the plan was implemented, I've heard dozens, if not hundreds, of my constituents complain. And they've told me that they were not eligible for assistance under this plan. So obviously, more must be done. At the 2004 Republican Convention, the President promised to create an ownership society and get more Americans in their own homes, something which all Americans can support. Now Americans are struggling to hold on to these homes, and we need to be just as aggressive about keeping them in these homes as we were in getting them into these homes. This is John Dingell. Thank you for listening.